You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 169. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I have an amazing guest who is helping people find careers that allow them to travel forever. Doesn't that sound amazing right now? I don't know about you, but I haven't traveled in a bit in this world that we're in. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him and hearing his strategies and the business that he's created that allows him to do this, and he also helps others. So his name is Michael Swigonski, and his business is Global Career Book, and you can find him at globalcareerbook.com. Michael Swigonski is a number one best-selling author of Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever. He's a remote job and travel expert that has helped build multiple six, seven, and even eight-figure online businesses while traveling around the world to more than 85 countries. Doesn't that sound awesome? So welcome, Michael.
Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm thrilled to be talking about remote working, traveling, and online businesses. It's something I'm extremely passionate about, and hopefully I'm able to add some good value for your listeners today.
Absolutely. And I know just from, you know, people I'm talking to, we are all hunkering for travel and new experiences and seeing new places. And so I fell in love with the business that you've developed when we spoke the other day. So tell me in a little more detail to share with others, like, what is the work that you're doing and what impact are you helping to make?
Yeah, so overall, we're offering a lot of great stuff for remote workers, people who are looking to kind of venture into a more flexible lifestyle where they're able to continue having a career while maintaining travel and stuff that they love overseas. So we have the best-selling book. We have a few programs where we help people with career advancement. We're helping students from everything, revamping their resumes, getting remote work skills that are crucial to landing remote jobs. And we even have a travel hacking course and program where we teach people how to travel for free when they're living overseas. So once you've got the remote job, you can figure out a way to travel for the rest of your life using our travel hacking strategies. So essentially, our core goal is to help people build a more fulfilling remote work life and balance that they love and enjoy. So we want to help inspire others to focus more on living their lives while still achieving their version of success. And we also have a remote job board that's completely free. And we have a ton of free resources over at globalcareerbook.com. So I actually have two remote job boards now because I've seen so much success. And our differentiator is we help people get non-technical remote jobs, and we also help companies hire non-technical remote workers.
That's amazing. And you know, now is the time. So many people are working remotely anyway, but it was this quick pivot that companies needed to make. And I think more are realizing, like, you know, wow, there's a lot of advantages to this. And I'm sure that the remote work opportunities are exploding already or will soon.
Yeah, it's been really interesting kind of being two, three years ahead of this wave and kind of positioning myself in the remote work space. But there's so many benefits for the employee and the employer. And I think both people, both sides are getting a free trial run at remote work. And again, this isn't in the best circumstances being in a pandemic. But I think even despite that, everyone's kind of seeing those benefits. And before the pandemic, you know, you kind of have to realize, put everything in perspective, that a lot of the good benefits have kind of been taken away from remote workers. But even with that, it still greatly outweighs the pros and cons for both sides.
Yeah, it's so funny because I think we spoke about this when we talked the other day, but I actually started a business to help women find professional flexible work, but like back in 1999. And I was a bit ahead of the curve. and it was called teleworking at the time, but also like job sharing and all those kinds of things. And they were quite new, and really businesses were not on board quite yet. And so I love that you're capitalizing on the time and offering the opportunities. And of course, there's way more technology available now than there was back then, and the openness of it. So what experience was it that motivated you to help others live the way you're living?
Yeah, there's been a lot of great experiences that have kind of, you know, something that I've achieved, and I want to help others do that. I would say travel is like the big thing that's really opened my eyes. It's introduced me to so many different experiences, culture, networking with people. So I have a huge international network just from all the traveling I've done, both personally and professionally. And I want other people to have that same kind of option, where before you kind of had to, you know, if you want to take 2 weeks off or if you want to take a year off and travel, you have to choose traveling over your career. And I want to help others be able to blend both of those things and combine travel, living overseas, being an expat, and having a flexible job where you can enjoy your day-to-day life. So I would say that's like the biggest thing, is kind of, you know, finding my own success doing something a little bit different, and now teaching others how to do it with the same way.
And what I love, I mean, I'm sure you're a fan of Tim Ferriss and the 4-Hour Work Week and all of that. I mean, I know he shared, you know, and I feel like he was the first one that made it really big and shared some strategies about kind of, you know, living simply and moving around. But you are taking it to that next level of like, here's a plan and here's assistance and finding those kinds of opportunities and maybe continuing to make the same kind of money, if not more, versus having to live very simply and scale down and all of that.
Yeah, I love Tim Ferriss's stuff. He's a great writer, and you know, the stuff he's achieved is amazing for sure. I would say his focus is primarily for entrepreneurs, where my focus is kind of for helping that other, you know, 97% of people who are looking, maybe they need some other transition from office job to remote working and then jumping off, building a side hustle, building their own business. I do think that is a better path for some people because they're just not in the position to take that risk to go all in on, you know, building their own business. So I think this is a kind of a good segue into the 4-Hour Work Week. So there's definitely a lot of parallels, and helping kind of the average person build the life that they're more happy with, and they're more flexible to do things that they love. That's kind of what drives me, and is, you know, helping inspire others exactly the same way.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, being an entrepreneur is not for everyone, but I know so many people grab that book and like aspired to live that way. And so you are offering so many avenues for people who aren't going to take that leap. So it's amazing. So I'm sure you have a million different stories you could share about feeling like you really made an impact for someone, but why don't you share one that really comes to mind that just fuels your passion?
Yeah, I would say the biggest impact right now is my best-selling book, like you mentioned, Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever. This has already had such a huge impact. I essentially started writing it just to help people. That was kind of my main motivation. And when I launched my book around 2 years ago, I had somebody add a review and they're like, Mike, thank you so much for writing this. I essentially quit my job, decided to move to Australia, a place that I always wanted to go, kind of their dream destination. And they kind of saw that inspiration through my proof of concept, through the knowledge and resources and tools that I outlined in my book. And they were able to do that. And honestly, if everything could have ended there, the book would have been worth it by just having that type of impact in one individual's life. But now that I've been able to help impact thousands of people's lives over the past few years with all of these resources and with the book. And the goal is to continue doing this to help millions of people. And that's kind of what fuels my passion. That's what gets me out of bed. And that's the most rewarding thing for me is seeing those stories, seeing those reviews and messages come in every other day where I'm really helping people achieve their own dreams and build a different version of success that maybe society doesn't really present to them. So I think that's the biggest thing that kind of fuels my day-to-day.
Oh, I love that. I definitely hear the passion coming through your voice. So guys, if you are listening, make sure to hit his globalcareerbook.com. Let's get him a flood of more lives to impact. So what is the biggest internal or external challenge you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it? I mean, nothing comes smoothly, I know.
Yeah, it's definitely been, especially with entrepreneurship, there's always, you know, you kind of guess and check. You know, you want to have educated guesses for stuff, but there's a lot of failure. And I would say internally, the biggest challenge for me early on was, hey, I'm going this path that society isn't going. You know, none of my friends were going down this route of, as soon as I graduated, I basically booked a one-way flight over to Europe with no job. I was leading a study abroad group, but after, you know, that finished, I really didn't have anything lined up. So I would say initially that was like my big internal dilemma was, hey, am I doing the right thing? Everyone else is doing something else. Like they're going down this more traditional paven path where at this point in mind, I was like, this could not work out. This could end badly. But in my mind, I was like, worst case scenario, I can always go back to the kind of normal path of life. But luckily, once I had kind of booked that one-way trip, I was able to find a job over in Europe teaching financial economics. So once I kind of had that light bulb go off where, hey, I can move up to a completely brand new country, a city, find a job that's going to further my career and kind of go down this alternative path of, you know, pursuing my dreams of travel while still building a successful career. That was kind of my internal dilemma. And just being able to stick with it, find success and overcome it. That was definitely something that when I had that proof of concept, nothing was going to stop me after that. And it's been, you know, that was 2011. It's been 10 years and still going strong. I've been traveling pretty much on and off since then.
That's amazing. And that's such a good, you know, I hate to say popular, not popular, but so many of us that have gone off the beaten path have to endure kind of the fears of others that they want to place on us. And really that kind of is what it is. I mean, and usually they have our best interest at heart, but it's just, you know, what are you doing? And I want you to be okay. And then they share that fear. And it's that I'm just going to do it anyway, because this is the path I'm taking. It's funny because, you know, I've been a full-time entrepreneur for, you know, going on 30 years or something. And my dad, who's in his 80s, still will say like, hey, maybe one of your clients will hire you. And, you know, but, you know, so I could get offended by that or like feel, you know, disappointed. But it's like, well, that's just his view of the world. And that's him looking out for his daughter. He wants the best for me, but he doesn't realize that what's best for me is something a little bit different.
Yeah, I definitely have had that experience with some friends, but I'd say my family's been super supportive. I'd say 99% of my friends. And coming from, you know, I grew up in Wildwood, Missouri. I think people just assume that it'd be, you know, maybe he'll do this for a year or so, and then he'll come back to, you know, back to reality. But I think after a while, they kind of just saw like, hey, this is what he's passionate about. This is his dream. And you know, they were very supportive of that. So I've been very blessed and fortunate to have supportive friends and family that, you know, there's occasional jokes of like, when are you going to get a real job? But I know at Truth, they're all happy and proud of the path that I'm kind of paving for myself.
And maybe a little jealous.
Yeah, I think at times there's definitely that.
Yeah. So tell me, so during the tough times, how do you stay motivated?
Yeah, I think for me, it's, and this is what I want to say a lot of people struggle with is figuring out their why. And this is something that I figured out very early on is, why are you doing this? Like, why are you, you know, people are like, oh, to make more money. That's not the why. That's not your why. What are you going to do with that money? That's what you want to do. And for me, it's been travel. Like, I want to have unique travel experiences with people I love, and then helping others achieve their own dreams of travel and working overseas. This is what keeps me motivated during, you know, the pandemic, during hard times. There's a lot of ups and downs with entrepreneurship, but this is what keeps me going. And it's kind of my core aspect, and it's what I've kind of built my business around, is helping others achieve the same success and building their own dreams. So that's what keeps me motivated.
That's great. And that's such good advice. It's, you know, passion is that fuel that can motivate us. And there will be challenges and hiccups and, you know, there's never a smooth path. And so that fuel that can just keep you going, give you that tenacity, is really what we always need. So yeah, it's a good reminder to keep that why in mind always. I encourage everyone actually who's listening to write it down, you know, and write down those stories where you've really made a big impact too. Like the story that Mike just shared, you know, keep those top of mind. So when things get challenging, you know, you say, ah, this is why I'm doing this and it's going to be okay. And that's where I'm going to keep my focus while I move through these bumps.
Yeah. Nothing can stop you once you have that.
Yes. Yes. So what words of wisdom do you have for others who are looking to make their own unique impact?
Yeah, I would say, again, you need to find somebody who's probably 2 to 3 years ahead of you and figure out, you know, where you want to be, ask them for help. And this is going to be great. Like, I've had so many mentors and coaches, and maybe it's because I played sports my whole life that I'm way more open to finding these type of people. But I'd say if you want to make an impact, you need to find somebody who's kind of already achieved or going down or has already had success in the route that you want to go down. Get in touch with them, see if they'll be a mentor, see if they'll offer paid coaching. Other than that, I would say, you know, what we were talking about earlier is figuring out what your why is, align it in a way that can impact the masses. Build a product or service around it, you know, a minimum viable product, prove that concept. And again, this doesn't have to take years. You can do this in a month or two and then continue doing that for over time, continuously stay consistent. Once you have that proof of concept, you got to continue with it over time. And you know, there's going to be lots of ups and downs, but I would say those two things are great ways to, for other people listening in, to make an impact.
Great. Wow. You have just highlighted step by step some great strategies for people who are just launching into making their own impact. So I thank you so much for everything that you've shared today and your stories of inspiration and how you stay fueled with passion for the work that you're doing. So thank you so much for joining me today. And guys, do visit his website, globalcareerbook.com. And he unpacked a lot of valuable information today. If you weren't able to take notes, listen again and take notes, or head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and head to episode 169. You'll find a recording there and also the show notes. And if you need some additional help with delegation or any kind of issues with your team, you can get my free ebook called The 6 Simple Steps to Great Delegation. I have shared this with thousands of leaders for many years, and it'll transform your team follow through immediately. Just follow these 6 steps. Just go to defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. I hope that helps. And as always, reach out to me. I am happy to help you make your bigger, bolder impact. If you want to even schedule a free 30-minute call, I would love to do that. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call and get out there, make your amazing impact, and have a great day.